Welcome back to the Maui Noko Oi and Silver Shark Media Podcast. I'm Jason Evans of Silver Shark Media, and as always, we thank you for tuning in today and encourage you to subscribe and download to the podcast series. I'd like to welcome our next guest, Graham Swain, founder of the Gather Restaurant Group. So Graham, welcome to our podcast series.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Jason.
Of course. So Gather is an established restaurant brand with locations in Jackson Hole, also in Omaha, and now has been introduced here with Gather in Maui. And if the location looks familiar, if you go on the website or visit the restaurant itself, it is because Gather in Maui has taken over from the old Gannon's in Wailea. So an absolutely stunning venue in a great location. But Graham, before we get to Wailea, how did the concept for the Gather Restaurant Group first come about?
Origins Jackson. I had a restaurant previous years back in the Midwest. I got out of the restaurant industry, and then my wife had kind of cunningly got me back to say, hey, let's do a restaurant. And a space had come available that was really highly desired. And when we did it, we just thought, well, we did it really well the first time and said, let's jump back in. And so we wanted to create a restaurant that literally was embodied the name, which is just people like to get together. They have to gather and they like to drink and eat food and have a great time. And so there really isn't a concept behind it. It's a blank slate for chefs to create whatever they want. And that's what we wanted. And we wanted it to be a fun dining, not fine dining. And that was kind of the concept behind Gather, but leaving that loaded name of not specific. So it's all food types. As I said, the chefs have a blank canvas and they're allowed to create it. The bartenders can create whatever. So it's not pigeonholed into a specific design, but it's a beautiful location, just looking at the mountains, out the windows, the front patios and everything. And you're setting a stunning view and you really can't get in a better place in Jackson. It's gorgeous.
Well, you certainly have a knack for picking good locations. What was your first introduction into the restaurant industry? Actually, I'm going to go even backtrack before Jackson. What was your first, how did you get into this industry?
Yeah, I had a colleague of mine that they had a restaurant back in the Midwest and they were not doing too well. And they had called for help quite a few times. And my wife says, you know, look, if they keep calling you, why don't you just throw out an offer? And I threw out it was a crazy offer. And in 24 hours, I owned a restaurant. And so I was a software guy in Costa Rica for years before that and wasn't into restaurants. But I grew up in restaurants, bartending and waiting tables and everything. So I just kind of, once we acquired it, I said, oh, man, I own a restaurant now. And so I just pulled from all my business experience and applied it to it. So we grew that first restaurant, which was called 7M Grill. And we grew that 80% in the first year. And each year it just kept growing. And finally, after 3 years, I sold it for a nice multiple and a gentleman bought it from us and we exited. And I thought I was done at that point and only to really just kind of reinvent myself and take what I had knowledge I had known from that and then apply it to the next one, which is Gather. So, yeah. But it was just kind of on a, like I said, it was a crazy offer. And in 24 hours, I owned a restaurant.
So. almost by accident, it seems.
So
you go from a restaurant in the Midwest to Jackson, which is similar to Maui, a very dynamic tourism location, but also with a really tight-knit local community that supports the town and the nearby area. How do you then find your way to Maui?
So we did a restaurant there, and then we did another restaurant called Palette, which is at a museum overlooking the Elk Refuge, gorgeous facility there. After that, we had looked at other opportunities to expand. We kind of zigged a zag, if you will. And so in Omaha, because that one restaurant we had in Omaha, a lot of my family, my wife's family is Omaha, Nebraska. So we went back there and kind of my religion is family and mountain and ocean. Those are the things I need in my life. Mm-hmm. And so we went back there, but we had wanted to integrate hydroponic farming with our restaurant. And so we have an amazing facility that has 3,000 square feet of farming space in the dead of winter that's brought up into the restaurant. So you cut right from the towers there. They're about 6 foot tall towers, and you put it on a plate and serve it to people.
Wow.
Fast forward to Maui, I had come out, and I think I had said it earlier on, but I'd lived in Costa Rica for about 10 years, and we were looking to go do something there. And then all my family, my cousins, my aunts and uncles, they all live here in Maui, and then the Big Island and Oahu and everything. And so I said to my wife, I said, you know what, let's go check out Hawaii rather than Costa Rica. It just didn't click the second time I went back. And so came here and realized that I had wasted 10 years. I didn't waste 10 years, but the waters were warm down there. The waters were cool here. I had a lot of family here, particularly up by Haile Mailea, which is the other restaurant that we acquired in this transaction. But just absolutely fell in love. I saw my daughter sitting in the bay, just bobbing around and just loving it. And I said, this is it. This is where we need to be. So we took that farming concept, and we're doing a farm here as well with Haile Mailea. And we have another farm that we're working on right now to do all of our produce on to take the restaurant. So kind of that Omaha zig to zag. And then I was introduced to Bev Gannon, and Bev and I just started talking about her restaurants. And at first it started with one, and then we thought, well, let's do two and let's take them both. And she's been incredible and instrumental with really advancing, you know, what we're doing here in Maui, and the knowledge that this woman has done is extraordinary in this community. And so she's been a great, great colleague to me and facilitating this transaction. And as you said, the Gans location is just a gorgeous spot and no better. And you will see in phase two of this, which is the next year, you're going to see hydroponics on that site. Wow. As well. When you walk into the lobby of the golf course, you're going to see on the right hand side a big glass window that allows people to have insight into the hydroponics right there. And then they'll walk through the corridor into the restaurant. And then from the restaurant, you'll see it as well. And so that Omaha thing that we discovered, which is Gather Urban Farms, right?
Yep.
So Gather Restaurant, Gather Urban Farms. We're taking that same thing here to Maui. And it's amazing how much that little tiny thing in Omaha, Nebraska really inspired a lot of people that we're talking with in the other restaurants that we're doing here in the local area. In Maui is that, you know, we've used this as this footprint of like, this is a really green, clean, 95% recycled water. It plays into our model. It plays into everything. People appreciate it. And it's just, like I said, we had the zig to zag, and we went from Jackson to Omaha, Omaha to Maui, but this is the spot. And so we intend to do quite a bit here. And this is for me, this is heaven, man. I'm in heaven right now. So.
An unconventional path to get there, but
100%.
Yeah.
But as long as you get to the end, you know, that's the greatest thing. And that's what I feel like. And as I said, I think that with the farming that we're doing and everything, it's highly inspirational for me. And as I said, everything that I'm doing right now, these are my religions. And I know it's business, but I'm doing business in places that are just, I'm inspired by, you know, my family, my mountains, my ocean. Those are my things.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, when you take over a restaurant and a location as iconic as Gannon's, what are the keys in your mind to a successful transition?
I think you got to listen. And I go back to the restaurant that I had sold years ago. And one of the things, tragically, for the guy that acquired it from me, I had grown this business tremendously, and he had a consulting arrangement with me, but he never picked up the phone. He never, ever picked up the phone after he acquired it. And he dropped some of the programs that I had initiated to grow it and everything. He dropped them immediately, and he never picked up the phone. And tragically, he was out of business in 2 years. So he took one of the greatest assets that I had grown and then drove it in the opposite direction. And so for me, I think is when you acquire a place, and that's what I do say, Bev Gannon. You know, I've leaned on Bev for a lot of things, and she's taught me some of the, you know, how to navigate this, how to navigate that, her other colleague, Rebecca. So I think it's that retention of your predecessor and not saying, hey, I own this, I do this right and everything. It's listening to that person of what they did that made it successful, that made it extraordinary. And so I would say that's probably one of the biggest components is the retention of that, and not just flushing of an individual and saying I own it. And so it's been good just to pick up the phone anytime we have drinks together and food, and I love her husband, Joe Gannon. let's just say it's been a great relationship to lean on when you need some advice and things, because I'm not from here originally. And so, do I want this to be home for the restaurant? Absolutely. And we split time here, but, you got to lean on the predecessors and then you apply everything that you know and your model, and you feel, and we do feel extremely confident in our business model and what we've done. So, I think our reviews right now are speaking for itself, and we have an incredible team, a talented team at the top that really oversees things. And if you haven't been in, and I would strongly recommend going in and looking at the new design, because it is just absolutely breathtaking. And we've done, my wife is an interior designer, and as I said, my partner, but she's gone in and just said, okay, this is the landscape. Let's really transform the inside. So the inside matches the outside now. I challenge anybody to go in there and say that it's not breathtaking inside as well now.
Well, that was going to kind of lead into the next question, is sort of, you know, you have this tradition, if you will, of an established place, but you also are going to put your own touch on it. So where do you look to add those touches in both, as you talked about, it can be design, it can be menu, it can be approach. Where do you look to add your touches on this location?
Well, I think one of the first things that we looked at is, I mean, it was known for the Red Bar, and I applaud our predecessor from doing that one. But this is a warm environment, and so being inside, you know, it felt hot inside. And so first thing we did was we installed just some really big, they're actually called big ass fans, that is their name. And so just to push airflow through the place, you know, and just really have that when the trade winds aren't going. But then we went from a red to a blue, and you know, it's on an ocean and you want to feel cooler temperatures and everything. So from the design perspective, we wanted a cool feeling. So you'll see a lot of blues in there. The new carpet that we put in has this, it looks almost like coral and blue, and just feels nice. And then we put a lot of plants. So when those big ass fans are blowing, you can feel those plants moving and everything. You can see them moving. And so having that type of vibe and everything, we put more of a loungy areas where people can just relax and not necessarily have to have a bite to eat, but just sit around and have a great drink and look out at the ocean, but feel it from the inside. And so I think blues tend to have a much cooler temperature on your body mentally. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons that we changed the design, like I said, from a red to a blue. And I think that was probably one of the biggest things I would say in the transformation of what we've done.
And then for your menus, you talked about, you know, sort of your original philosophy of Gather is to keep this flexibility. So, you know, we're not going to expect a mirrored menu from Jackson to Wailea based on what's available locally. So on this menu in particular here in Maui, what are you looking to portray or accomplish with your menus here in Maui?
Well, obviously, you know, I mean, Jackson, you know, you're going to have a lot more, you know, meat driven dishes and everything. My wife and I was raised vegetarian. She's been a vegan for X amount of years and now doesn't eat four legged animals. So, I mean, obviously the pescatarian route and everything. So, we've always wanted to really lean in on, I'm not saying that it's a vegan place by any means, but, you want to lean into some of that freshness and everything of, plant-based. And so we told the chefs to make it forward. People are a lot more health conscious here. And so we wanted to play into that. Meanwhile, you still get your pork shanks that we have. It's a great menu item. You still get your steaks, you get your pork buns, you can have all those items. But we took a little, you know, obviously a more forward approach of playing from anything local that we can. That's probably the biggest thing that we do. And so it doesn't mirror the other restaurants, and it's definitely localized to this area. But I'd say that was probably one of the things is we thought, let's just take a little bit more. And we got this vegan scallop dish. It's insane. And we actually were talking about guaranteeing it on the menu. And I want to get a meat lover to eat this dish and absolutely love it. It's literally a heart of palm cut. And it's seared like a scallop. It looks like a scallop on the plate. And you'd swear it's a scallop. But it's not. It's a heart of palm. And so things like that, they're really cool and how you play with food. But we've let the chefs just reign. We have Filipinos, Micronesians, Hawaiians, mainlanders and everything all together. And we just say, come together and, you know, make whatever you want that you feel fits this environment, not our others. Our restaurants don't look the same inside. They're all the Gathers. They share one commonality. That's the name. That's it. Mm-hmm. The rest of it, the design, the food, the menu, the drinks, they're all localized to the specific area that they're in. And so this one in particular, like I said, it borrows more from the ocean. And then also just the plants, you know, and how many, you know, what you can grow around here. That's the menu.
It's a gorgeous menu. And one thing I do want to point out is I do notice Waipoli Farms, who grows hydroponic lettuce, is absolutely incredible, an incredible product. We filmed up there before, and that is...
Paul's a great guy. He's done an incredible job up on that farm. I know Paul personally, and I've spent quite a bit of time, and I couldn't be more proud to use that product in our restaurant because it's an amazing product. And again, hydroponic, just like us. So it's a phenomenal product.
And then when you approach something like craft cocktails, obviously I feel like certainly a dare I say the word food trend over the last maybe 5 years or so, thanks to Food Network and Bravo. Hopefully you're not insulted by that term. I don't mean it in a negative way. More of an industry term. But more so, it's an important thing, and they are... craft cocktails are certainly personalized at any restaurant you go to. So you do the aesthetic approach to the bar. In terms of an approach for a bar menu, what is your goal there with your beverage list?
I think for me, it sounds like the chuckles from both sides. You know, mixology has gone a little too far sometimes, which slows down drinks, and I'm not a fan of that. You know, I think people get hanger and are and when they're hungry for food, and the same thing that for a drink. You know, if I'm sitting there and I get a drink and it takes 10 to 15 minutes, well, that's a broken system. And so I think that one of the things is taking a little bit of mixology, but just making sure that it's expeditious. And so again, we leave it up to the bartender to localize. I think one of the Mai Tais has a nice Lil' Koi foam on top of it, obviously Lil' Koi being local to here, and you're trying to take those items, but in an expeditious manner. And so sometimes, as I said, mixology can, you know, if it takes a ton of times and you're taking this ingredient and that ingredient and everything and all of that to make a drink and it takes forever. So it's kind of a hybrid of that, you know, making sure that it's creative, but the opportunity is really in the expeditious manner of it. I've been to several bars, not even here, just around the world. And when they get so creative, you're sitting there and that hanger, that desire for that first drink kicks in, and you're sitting there waiting for this drink forever. And the guy's, you know, got 20 different items going into it. I just don't know if that's the right thing for people, you know, in certain settings. I'm sure that people appreciate it. That's not our goal, you know? But again, fresh ingredients. So you'll appreciate this. This is obviously off of the Gather here in Maui, but this is Hialeah Maile. And having that one, we have a garden outside. We went to our chefs and we asked them, what food do you want us to grow on site in our gardens there? And then we went to our bar and we asked them, what do they want us to grow on site? And we're growing that there. So now what is literally happening here in the next month or two, we already started the project, is we're creating these gardens out at Hialeah Maile, but that's going to supply both Gather and Hialeah, both. With the food and the drink of what they need for mixology and what they need for food. So the bartenders really got to choose. One of the bartenders out there, Wendy, an extraordinary woman, and I think a two-time Mai Tai champion maker. She just loves the fact that she can go out and just pick that fresh produce and then make her own sauces and everything all straight from the farm. And the same thing with Gather in Maui. So when we cross-utilize those items and said, okay, the kitchen needs this, kitchen and the bar needs this, okay, this is what we're going to grow because both sides use this item. And so from your mint, cilantros, and everything, it's all grown within.
It doesn't get any fresher than that. I want to ask you an industry question that comes up frequently when we've talked to chefs and restaurant owners is, as you open Gather in Maui over the last couple of years, which has not been the friendliest time period for the restaurant industry, what has it been like for you sort of navigating the last couple of years in this world? Between whether it be staffing issues, whether it be travel issues. From a business perspective, what has that been like?
Yeah, I think for us, I mean, obviously you hit the first thing is the labor market is just a big challenge right now, and making sure that you're staffing. You know, you used to have you put out a position and you'd have 100 applicants, coming in. Now you're lucky if you get one to show up. So you have to be really creative in that. So for us, housing has been a big thing. We did it in Jackson Hole. We're doing it here, and we have housing for our employees. And so we always make sure that their salaries, whatever their salary is or hourly, that they'll never pay more than 25% of their salary towards housing. So even if that housing costs more than that, we'll eat that as a restaurant. That's been a huge factor for us.
That's just massive.
It's kind of subsidizing people and everything. I think another thing is amazing how many people here have never seen snow. And so in Jackson Hole, having that ability. So my point of that is that we give people the ability to move across our platforms. And so we have actually somebody from Hawaii that wants to go to Omaha because they want to work for the hydroponics in the restaurant and everything. We have people that want to go see snow. We have a ton of people in Omaha and Jackson that want to come to Hawaii because it's Hawaii.
Sure.
And so having that, being able to move across platforms and kind of really seamlessly, that really has drawn, and it's handled the woes that we're having with labor by having that dynamic thing. So between housing and that moving across, like, hey, they can raise their hand and say, I want to go here. They already have housing, they have a car, they have everything. They can do that. That's probably been the biggest thing for us in our success factor of the navigating these are very troubled waters, but we lean in. Where people run from the fire, I run to the fire. And I think that there's a lot of opportunities in restaurants in particular. They're just challenges, and you just got to get around the challenges.
And I think innovation is the word that gets around them. And when you talk about a hydroponic indoor farm in the winter, dead winter of Omaha, Nebraska, and support for employee housing in a housing market that has gone nuclear the last couple years. Those are the innovations that I think will help restaurants and the industry stand out. I that's the first I've heard, certainly of any of the businesses we've talked to of an innovation like that. And I think it's fantastic. And I commend you on the effort you're making to support your team. I will shift away from the challenges and end on a more positive note. What do you want people to know? Folks that see this name change, whether it's someone who lives in Wailea, lives in South Maui, who visits Maui once a year and always had Gannon's on their list, someone from West Maui who maybe only goes the other side, every so often. What do you want them to know about Gather and what you're trying to accomplish?
I think, most people know it's a beautiful location. And obviously, there's beautiful locations all over this island, but it's a culinary experience. And, again, I go back to our current reviews. They're at 4.8, and, I couldn't be more proud of that team of creating a menu that people want to go to and drive out of the way. And it's off the beaten path down by the golf course, it's not in prime way. But it's worth the drive because it's just that I think that was our goal when we sought out to do this is we need to make this incredible. It's a great event space. It's a great event space. Yeah. We want it to really be more restaurant focused on the space. And so to have people say, I'm willing to go out of my way to get a great meal at a great environment and a great design and just feel, it's a sexy feeling. And so we wanted people doesn't want to feel sexy, so to put them in that setting, I think that was our biggest mission is to get people to know, to come in and just kind of feel that there. And like I said, the culinary journey, the service, we really are a service forward company, and your service better be spot on, man, spot on. And to have that, and then sure, there are other places that have that, but that's where we focus. So we're kind of taking it away from the event side, not taking away from events. We still do huge events there. Mm-hmm. However, we wanted to be a little bit more restaurant focused. Yeah. So like the lunch menu, what we had previously, there was 5 menu items. There's probably 25 menu items now. And, we just make it more broad. It wasn't just for the golf course too. It was, it was for just the general public. And, you know, for anybody who hasn't, I met a guy yesterday and he had never been there ever. He lives here for 20 years, lives right in Kihei. He had never been there once.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. And then he came in and he saw the place. And I talked to him yesterday and he's like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And so it's I think it's getting people across that, like, you know, go check it out. So there's a lot of places on the water, you know, and I think what's the place above us too, that I love, the Bird's Nest, you know, I just, when you get up above that and you get to look down, it just, it's such a stellar, it's an amazing view. So
it's a great dining experience. And I certainly encourage folks, if you want to learn more, gatherinmaui.com, obviously social media as well. Graham, I want to thank you for taking the time. I wish you the best of luck on this new endeavor. And personally cannot wait to come in and check out the new location.
Jason, appreciate the time, man. Good luck with all your podcasts, and we'll talk, man.